Broken Hill is a case in point, Mount Isa as well. I mean, these are substantial, very long life, world-class deposits and have been a mainstay for mining in this country for a long, long time.
These zinc mines and the towns they spawned have been household names. But after a century of production, one has closed completely and a stagnating zinc price has seen production and jobs slashed at another. Wayne Tower of Heron Resources sees that as an opportunity rather than a bad news story. Zinc has surged 60% since the start of the year to $2,240 a tonne. So Heron plans to reopen a former zinc mine at Woodlawn in New South Wales, which is currently used as a landfill site. Zinc is used to galvanise steel to prolong its life, and Wayne Tower says demand is growing steadily.
Probably not well understood by the investor base, really hasn't featured from a pricing point of view since 2007, only to be hit by the GFC, and since then it's largely been out of favour from an investment point of view. That in itself sort of raises quite an interesting aspect that given that there hasn't been a strong price, there's been no projects that have really been pushed through the development pipeline, so we sit currently in a position where there's a supply deficit and very few projects that have the capability of being brought online anytime soon.
What would zinc need to go up to push through new projects?
Various forecasters speculate on that, and the numbers that get thrown around are about $1.30 a pound or roughly 30% above where we currently sit today. So it's a substantial price increase.
The zinc world is looking at major changes in a very short period of time, isn't it?
There's been quite a significant change on the supply side. We've seen the likes of Century, 500,000 tonnes, or the third largest mine in the world, come to the end of its life through depletion. We've seen a number of other operations in Ireland with Lachine coming offline, Perseverance in Brunswick in Canada. So we've seen certainly a completion of mines through exhaustion, so they can't come back.
And all at the one time?
Well, it goes back to the fact that there's been very little investment made into the zinc industry for a number of years. Mines are a finite resource and they do come to an end, and we're starting to see that. And we haven't seen that project development project pipeline develop simply because there's been no money in it.
You're looking at zinc in Australia?
We are. We think it's a great jurisdiction to do that. The project that we have is high grade and it stands out for that reason. We're also in an advanced position in terms of permitting, infrastructure and the capacity to bring this project online at a time when it'll be quicker than others and also at a time when the zinc market is still very much in what we believe to be a supply deficit.
If we do end up with a supply deficit, wouldn't they, or couldn't they, bring on supply in other parts of the world much cheaper? I don't know. I'm sure there's zinc in China. There's everything else there, perhaps Mongolia, India, South America.
Yes, that's certainly possible. But in terms of projects and their advanced stage for development, there are very few anywhere. China has had in the past the capability of turning on some production, but they're already a significant producer, far greater than what you would expect given the landmass size of China. It's certainly punching above its weight. Its capacity to continue to do that, I think, is somewhat in question.
Your project is in New South Wales?
It's located really well. It's about 3 hours' drive out of Sydney, but less than an hour's drive north of Canberra. We can access site by catching a train out of Central Station, do a site visit down and back in a day to give you a sense of how easy it is to get to it. Well serviced by main arterial roads, got power on site. It's very much a great location, great infrastructure. We've also had a very good working relationship with the regulators there in going through all the permitting on the project. So we're pretty much in a ready-to-start position, subject to getting the financing.
Is that all you're waiting on, just the financing? And if it's such a good prospect, as you're saying, zinc is, well, why aren't they throwing money at you?
That's a very good question. We've just finished the feasibility study, so we're just starting the whole funding process. We expect that to run for probably the next 4 or 5 months. It takes time. We're advancing the debt funding side of it just as we speak. And that's not a short process.